This is Chris Gardner of the Houston Round Ball Review, reporting for What's Going On with Nate Brown Jr. and the crew. Fellas, if you'd indulge me for a moment, I want to take you back to October 2018 at Houston Rockets Media Day. I want you to listen to these comments from owner Tillman Fertitta about what he would consider a disappointing season.
I mean, anything less than the Western Conference Finals would be a disappointment. And I'll say it again. I mean, you can be good, but you also need some luck. And if you look when Cleveland won, who was out at Golden State a few years ago, and, you know, Golden State's been very, very good, but they've also had the luck their way the last few years. If Kevin Durant pulls a hamstring or Curry in that sixth game at the end of the fifth game versus us, things are different. And you want to be really good to set yourself up to be lucky. And I think we're good enough to get to the Western Conference Finals. And then you need a little luck. That's anything except Western Conference Finals would be a huge disappointment to me. And I'll tell you that now, and I'll tell you that next May.
That was Tillman Fertitta, Houston Rockets owner, speaking at Media Day back in October. Now let's fast forward to May 2019. And as we all know, the Houston Rockets were eliminated in the Western Conference semifinals this season by the Golden State Warriors. So clearly, that is not the Western Conference Finals. So based on Tillman's comments, this season was a disappointment, no doubt, especially when you consider that the Rockets lost to the Warriors in six games. Game six was at home in Houston. The final score was 118-113. Steph Curry lit up the Rockets for 33 points in the second half after going scoreless in the first half. And keep in mind, the Rockets lost to the Warriors, and the Warriors did not have Kevin Durant play in the ball game at all. This follows up the Game 5 loss the Rockets had to the Warriors in Oakland when Durant got hurt in the third quarter and did not finish that ball game. So the Rockets lost Game 5 and Game 6 to the Warriors, who did not have Kevin Durant. Needless to say, that is not a positive thing for the Rockets going forward. Now listen to head coach Mike D'Antoni sum up his feelings after the season and he lost to the Warriors.
Well, this one's going to leave a mark. This is not something you just get over with. You know, I'm definitely not going to get over it in this press conference or tomorrow or the next day, but this one hurts. We didn't play our best, and to beat these guys, you got to play your best. It's almost like in a boxing match, you got to knock the champion out. We didn't knock him out. And came and never went on points. You know, you're not... We didn't do it. We didn't deliver the blows that at least get us back to Golden State. But, you know, again, I don't know the degree of difficulty of their shots, but it was not easy, and they knocked them down when they counted.
You can hear the disappointment in D'Antoni's voice and the hurt in his voice at how the Rocket season ended once again to the Warriors. The Rockets have now lost, and eliminated by the Warriors in four of the last five seasons. So it's clearly the Warriors are the Rockets' nemesis and remain a mountain, not just a hump, for the Rockets to get over if they want to win an NBA championship, which afterwards, after the elimination, Tillman Fertitta said that he still believes in the team. He still believes in Mike D'Antoni. He still believes in James Harden. He still believes this team has what it takes, or will get what it takes, will do the improvements to win multiple championships under Harden. Yes, not just one, but multiple championships under James Harden. So that remains to be seen. Now, one of the things that has taken place since the Rockets were knocked out of the playoffs on May 10th was a few days ago, the Rockets have fired, but let's be nice and say they did not renew the contract of defensive coach Jeff Bizdelic, who returned to the Rockets midseason this past year after not starting the season due to personal issues and came aboard. There's some questions about whether he wanted to be on the team while Carmelo Anthony was on the team. But once the Rockets decided to part ways with Melo, lo and behold, Bizdelic makes a return and the Rockets' defense, after a really woeful start, began to improve under Bizdelic. And in fact, after the All-Star break, the Rockets had the second-ranked defense in the entire NBA. So Bizdelic was a defensive guru, and he seemed to have a very good connection with Rockets forward P.J. Tucker on defense, and he really helped the Rockets' rotations and defensive sets and things of that sort to make them a much better team in the second half of the season as opposed to the first half. So it'll be interesting to see who the Rockets get to replace Bizdelic as the defensive mind coach for the team. And Rockets general manager Daryl Morey said, after not renewing the contract of Bizdelic, "We're looking for any way to improve. That goes for players, coaches, front office, everything." So we'll see what the Rockets decide to do this offseason. One more thing that D'Antoni said, and it's kind of interesting, is he believes in the team. He believes what they're going to do. They're going to improve this summer. But one thing he said is their core is still young. Listen.
Without a doubt. And again, I knew they were going to be tough. They beat us here without KD a couple months ago. So it's not like, you know, we came in thinking. But a lot of times you play not to lose instead of playing to win, and that's getting over the hump. You know, they're playing to win. And we need to get that mentality. And I think as we go forward, we'll get it. Our core is still young. And Daryl will do a great job of putting in other pieces. And, you know, again, I know it's, wait till next year, whatever. But in reality, that's what we got to do. We got to gather ourselves this summer, get the core group, and bust it next year. And, I mean, there's no time limit right now. It's not like, okay, we can't do it next year. Here we can. But, hopefully we'll learn from this and do a little bit better job.
I find it interesting that Mike D'Antoni says the Rockets' core is still young when you consider, of the starting five, only one of the five players is under 29 years old. Center Clint Capella is 25. James Harden is 29. Eric Gordon is 30. And Chris Paul and P.J. Tucker are both 34. So that's not what I would call a young core. So we'll see how that all works out for the Rockets this offseason. It won't be a quiet offseason. It won't be boring. It won't be dull. That starting five is pretty much maxed out the Rockets salary cap wise. So unless they can convince some impact free agents to take discounts to sign with the team, it seems to me that somebody's going to have to be traded to make room for improvement on the team for the upcoming season. So that is something to check out and wait for this coming summer, as well, the offseason has not begun for the Rockets. So we'll see what Daryl Morey and Mike D'Antoni do. And Mike D'Antoni is looking for a 3-year contract extension. So coming off a disappointing season in the eyes of Tillman Fertitta, D'Antoni wants 3 more years tacked on to his remaining 1 year of his contract. So another twist in the Rockets saga here in H-Town. Well, the Rockets are done. The Warriors are still playing. The Warriors are headed to the NBA Finals for the 5th consecutive season. They won 5 straight games without Kevin Durant. So you can take it for whatever it's worth about your thoughts on KD's impact and when and how it looks for his legacy to be on a team, be on the Warriors, and they're still winning without him. But he's a free agent this summer, and now word seems to be coming out that he is leaning toward or looking at the Clippers and not just the Knicks as his possible next destination. Personally, I believe that the Warriors winning these 5 straight games in the playoffs without him does tarnish KD's legacy a little bit, because they won NBA titles. They won a title before without him. Yes, they've won 2 with him, but clearly they can do it with him or without him. So I think it's up to KD to decide what he wants to do to improve his legacy going forward. Clearly he's a Hall of Famer, but I think it's time for him to try to carry a team on his own to an NBA championship. In the East, the Bucks and Raptors are in the Eastern Conference Finals. It'll go at least 6 games. Both its series are tied 2-2. Both teams have protected home court. Milwaukee won Game 1, 108-100. Game 2, 125-103. The Raptors kept serve, winning in Toronto in Games 3 and 4. Game 3 in double overtime, 118-112. And Game 4, 120-102 in a blowout. Game 5 is back in Milwaukee. games on Thursday, game six in Toronto on Saturday, and if necessary, game seven will be Memorial Day, Monday, May 27th. All those games will be on TNT. The NBA Finals will begin on Thursday, May 30th. The winner of the Eastern Conference Finals Series, either the Bucks or the Raptors, will have home court advantage, but it doesn't seem to matter for the Warriors. I believe they won at least one road game in 21 or 22 consecutive NBA playoff series to extend their record. So I would love to see Giannis for the Bucks versus KD for the Warriors, assuming KD is healthy. And keep in mind, DeMarcus Cousins may be playing that finals after his injured quad, so he may be healthy enough to play. So another weapon for the Warriors in the finals, as if they need any more help. So I'll pick the Bucks to finish off the Raptors in seven games. Bucks Warriors in the NBA Finals. I'd like to see the Bucks win it, but I'm going to stick with the Warriors to win it for a fourth time in five seasons. Going to wrap up this report with the results from the NBA Draft Lottery, which took place on Tuesday, May 14th. Natum, I'm sorry. I apologize that your Knicks did not win the lottery in the Zion sweepstakes, but here's the top 14 teams for the draft lottery. Number one, the New Orleans Pelicans. Two, Memphis Grizzlies. Three, New York Knicks. Four, the Los Angeles Lakers. Five, the Cleveland Cavaliers. Six, Phoenix Suns. Seven, Chicago Bulls. Eight, the Atlanta Hawks with the first of two top 10 picks. Nine, the Washington Wizards. 10, the Atlanta Hawks from a trade with the Dallas Mavericks. 11, Minnesota Timberwolves. 12, Charlotte Hornets. 13, Miami Heat. And 14, the Boston Celtics via trades with Sacramento Kings and the Philadelphia 76ers. That concludes the lottery. The NBA draft will take place on June 20th. That's all for me, guys. I'm Chris Gardner of the Houston Roundball Review reporting for What's Going On with Nate Brown Jr. and the crew. Y'all take care.